It's Lexington's all new hits, 106.3.
Second Date Update is brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here. Good morning, Pete. Again, we appreciate you being on the show. How you feeling right now?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I've been looking forward to this call for a while now.
Awesome. So why don't you get started by telling us everything we need to know about Anne.
Well, I met her during college graduation, and we were lined up next to each other. And we started talking, you know, just chatting before the ceremony. And then after we graduated, I asked her for her number, and she actually gave it to me. And I think that's the first time I actually asked for a girl's number.
Really? That's kind of amazing. I mean, did you guys actually go out on a date?
Yeah, we did. It was like a date to celebrate our graduation. It was kind of cool. We had like a fun time because it was like two graduation parties that were sort of merged together. It was really cool.
Well, what did you guys do, if you don't mind? Like, how did it happen? How did everything go out?
Well, it just sort of happened. I mean, I was out partying with some of my friends, and she invited me to meet up. And so it wasn't really a traditional date. It was fun anyway, though.
And how long has it been since you've heard from her?
It's been like a week. I know it's not that long, but before that, we've been texting a lot.
And she stopped texting you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a reason why you think she might have stopped texting you? Did you guys do anything?
She mentioned something about a vacation coming up, so I mean, I'm hoping that that's all it is.
I mean, honestly, it kind of sounds like it might be that, especially if you guys just graduated. She might be unwinding a little bit, celebrating more. I don't, could be. Why don't we give her a call and find out what it is?
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, is this Anne?
Hey, yes, it is. Who's
this? This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. How are you today?
Yes. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm sure you're wondering why we're calling. We're actually calling for our friend Pete. He said he hasn't been able to get in touch with you for like a week, and now we're just trying to get to the bottom as to why you're not calling him back.
Okay. Well, Pete's friends at the radio. I just really didn't know anything about him when we first met. It was nice to meet him. I sort of realized that he wasn't the one for me.
Okay.
So,
I mean, can you tell us what happened?
Nothing happened. I just heard some things on our date that I just wasn't really into.
I mean, could you elaborate a little more? Like, what is the thing or multiple things?
Well, I mean, it wasn't multiple things. It was just really one thing, but a very defining thing that was not a thing.
Can you tell us? What was it?
Okay, don't judge me. I just feel really turned off by his liberal arts degree. It means he has no idea what he wants to do with his life. He just wants to learn, which is beautiful, but I don't feel connected to that at all.
I mean, that seems like a pretty big assumption, don't you think? Right? I mean, Jimmy.
Yes. Well, so you think that as soon as you graduate college, you're supposed to know, and that means with your degree, so if someone with maybe, say, a business degree, does that mean they automatically know what they want to do just because their degree says it does? I mean, that's kind of a quick judgment.
No, it doesn't have to be a business degree. It's not that. This is personal taste, right? We're talking about dating. It's not a very big jump. It's not likely. People with liberal arts degrees most of the time live with their mom for a long time. It's a very difficult path. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being very, you know, motivated in terms of career.
But he could still be very successful.
It's possible, but it's not likely.
Okay. We have Pete on the phone with us. Pete, you want to chime in here?
Wow. I mean, you're pretty shallow. Look at you. Act like you got your whole life sorted out here.
Whoa, okay. Well, more than you, Pete.
Are you kidding me right now? You studied film.
Yes, I studied film, and I know what I want to do with the degree. I will go make film. Whereas you don't have any idea what you're going to do with your degree. You're still soul searching. That's fine. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying for me.
Yeah, just what the world needs, another pretentious filmmaker. Oh, we're great now. I mean, really, you're judging someone over a degree. Most people would consider getting through college and getting any degree an accomplishment.
Oh, okay.
It's an accomplishment of some sort, but it would be more of an accomplishment if you were going to use it.
Whatever. Whatever, film major, I'll see you at Starbucks. Listen, we're not getting here anywhere, guys.
Okay. So we're done. We're done.
Oh, my God.
We're done here.
No, I think we've gotten somewhere. I think we've definitely gotten somewhere.
So no date? I know that's a terrible question.
No date.
Pete, you're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
No, Pete's done.
Well, I hope the two of you find someone special. I'm sure we will. And I'm just going to throw this out there. Just because you graduate college with a degree doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go into that field that you got your degree in. And you can still be successful. Case in point, myself. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I hope the two of you find something. Pete, especially you, I hope you find someone special.
It's 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.